Random House Audio presents Fraternity by Diane Brady. Read for you by Dominic Hoffman. To Father Brooks, who inspired generations of Holy Cross students. To Barry for giving me space, time, and guidance. And to Elliot, Natalie, and Connor for all their laughter and love. Introduction. I first heard of Reverend John E. Brooks, S.J., in late 2005, when I was a senior writer at Business Week. I was having lunch at a Midtown Manhattan restaurant with a PR executive named Eric Starkman and his client, Stan Grayson, a lawyer and former deputy mayor of New York who was then president of one of the country's few minority-owned investment banks, M.R. Beale & Company. It was really just a courtesy meeting. I rarely covered Wall Street, but I trusted Eric's judgment about people, and he said Grayson was a man I should take the time to meet. Over lunch, the three of us chatted about the economy, basketball, and how New York had changed since Grayson oversaw its finances during the 1980s. The conversation turned to Ted Wells, a lawyer who had been profiled in a New York Times article that week. Wells was representing Scooter Libby, the senior aide to Vice President Dick Cheney, who'd been charged with perjury and obstruction of justice for allegedly leaking the identity of CIA officer Valerie Plame to the media. It seemed natural that Libby would turn to Wells, who had a record of representing high-profile defendants, including junk bond king Michael Milken, former agricultural secretary Mike Espy, tobacco giant Philip Morris, and ExxonMobil, and who would later go on to represent Elliot Spitzer. The Times article had painted Wells as a formidable trial lawyer. One of the